Will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling,
well, another lovely weekend here as we're halfway through October. Man, these years just keep flying by, don't they? Day, as we get older, it's like, wow, this is not enough time. Next thing you know, it's another year, another Christmas, another holidays around the corner. My little one is ready. She is ready for Christmas, boy. It's not even Halloween, and she is all over it. That's her favorite holiday by far. And I have able to get on about this weekend. I'm going to be, you know, trying to catch up, do some things, work-related, non-work-related. I don't have the little munchkin. She'll be out with mom, life of a co-parent, but I try to line things up. That's what I like to do. I think that when you're a single parent with no help and no support system, you just have to maximize your free time to think about, you know, not having family here, not having an outlet. It's more of, you know, when you have your daughter, she's yours. And that's the way it should be as far as parenting, right? I mean, we should be responsible. We shouldn't be pawning off our kids to someone else to enjoy them. So I try to, when I have her, enjoy her and do things with her. And I don't think I've let anybody babysit her. Maybe one night out of 7 years, maybe. But it's very rare. I don't feel comfortable with that. It's like it's my duty. It's my job as a parent. It's not something, you know, it's not a challenge. It's not like a burden on me to have her with me, spend time with me. You know, like I just know these moments are going to be gone before you know it, because these are the years they want to hang out with you, they want to do things with you, but then eventually they'll hit a switch and not want anything to do with you. They'll be their own person and keep on keeping on, right? So one of the things I try to do this weekend, I try to touch base with friends, and you know, I got some things lined up, and one of them in particular all of a sudden disappeared on me. He said, man, you know, Minno, I'm not down for anything for a while. And this friend in particular, I know that he tends to be very introverted with his feelings. You know, a lot of men, he's exhibit A of a lot of men don't like talking to other men about their things. And so I knew something was up, but I know as well that he talks to women more openly. You know, I've said this before. I just think that with men, it's just very hard to be open to other men. It's just not the alpha thing to do. You know, it's an ego thing. It's not being looked upon as being weak, right? So she goes ahead and calls me and says, hey, man, I call her and I said, hey, what's up with so-and-so? I try reaching out to him. He said he's out for the count for a bit. And she goes, well, he's still going through the dumps about a situation that happened last year. And, you know, I'm not trying to put his business out there, but he had a situation where the girl he was dating had multiple personalities and ended up being that through the breakup process, she was going cray-cray, super cray-cray, and got him in jail for trespassing. And he had to go through the legal process, got arrested. And obviously, the judge dismissed everything because it was so crazy, the allegation, putting the poor guy through the ringer. So think about this, you know, purely madly in love with her. And then one of her 10 personalities comes out, like that movie, right? Like that movie, like, just came out recently. It's going to be part of the Unbreakable world. I forgot what it's called. Split. That's right. That's what it's called, Split. I want to see that movie, by the way. And yeah, so he was dealing with that case and ended up going to jail, going on trial. And I believe she was still working on getting a restraining order, but obviously the judge saw it. He smelled something fishy and, you know, nothing has come about from it. So obviously he's still dealing with that pain and double-sided in his case because, gosh, I mean, can you think of it from one side? You know, someone you love that much and you care for to put up with their ways like that. And then on the back end, they go ahead and go cray-cray and then just throw the book at you. That's always my fear. It really is. You know, that's why I'm always laid back. I'd rather be laid back than aggressive, because all it takes is one. That's one thing about you white girls. Like, that's one thing I will say. You're not as dramatical or as outspoken as black women or Spanish women, but you girls would definitely go to deep ends as far as showing, as far as taking them to jail, as far as lawsuits, all of that. Super cray-cray in that regard, you know, in my opinion anyway. But, yeah, so she was telling me that my buddy was just in the dumps again, and I was just scratching my head because, you know, I come from the mindset that, yeah, it hurts. It's painful. Gosh, I could still remember very vividly my first heartbreak, and it was one of the most painful things. I don't wish on anybody. It hit me so hard, and it was something that it was very interesting because during that time, I was also reacquainting myself with my father's side of the family. And I remember when I got the news that, you know, my ex wanted to break up with me. I was in Puerto Rico. I couldn't eat. I remember I couldn't eat for months as far as eating anything normal. I just felt like a fog over my head. I just felt all these. It was just such a deep hurt of emotions when you fall in love that hard and then you're told, you know, you're not good enough. And next thing you know, they're out there with somebody else, moving on. No problem. You know, you kind of figure it out. I'm here going to keep living life. And it was something that was very painful for me. It took me years. It took me years to get over that pain. It took me a long time to move on and to be okay with it. So that was probably one of the most painful experiences for me. And it evolved me into learning about dating and relationships. I really dove in, like Hitch in the movie, to learn about how women worked and what they say versus what they mean and different personalities. That was the genesis for me to start being very analytical with people, because I never understood that concept of, okay, I've given this girl everything that she wanted, she asked for, and what you hear women talk about wanting, and I'm getting, you know, shit-faced for no reason. I'm saying, what happened here? And it was total opposite of, it's like, oh, no, you're too nice, you're boring, you're not jealous enough. Well, wait a minute, didn't you want a chivalrous guy? I mean, you're telling me you want a nice guy to treat you right and to be good to you, but, yeah, it was just too good, huh? So I didn't understand that answer, and thus why I evolved and changed dramatically and became the person I am today. Obviously, I've had other heartbreaks along the way, very recently as well. And they hurt. It hurts. It's not something that is easy when you go through a heartbreak, man. It's very painful. It's something that you sit there, you're like, damn, this really, I mean, this person really did me like this, huh? You know, at the end, they didn't feel enough to pull the trigger with you, huh? You know, they had other things going on, bigger. They just had a better plan. They just felt something was better for them. And I get that. You know, even though it feels right, even though we're on the same page, it's not a fantasy. It's a real deal type of situation. And for some reason, you can't pull the trigger. And I get it. You know, some of us can't do that. So, but going back to my buddy, man. So I heard he was going through the pain. And it's been, I would say, over a year. And he still hasn't gotten over it. And that's something that I know all of us mourn differently when we go through the dissolution of a relationship and when we don't have the outcome that we desire with someone. I think that's something that there is a process that we have to go through. We have to mourn. We have to be emotional about it. We have to hurt. But you have to make sure through it all that it's not the end all be all. You have to understand that life goes on. You have to understand that there's other things to enjoy out there. And that's something that many of us in those situations don't remind ourselves of, that we have to go back and do the things that we love to do. You know, you did have a life prior to being with this person or connecting with this person. You did have something special going. You made it this far and you've had great memories. So, you know, tap back into that. I know for me, that's what I do. I just go back into exercising, basketball. I travel, see friends, reconnect with people. That's what you do. That's the process that you go through when you're hurt. You dive into the stuff you love to do, like I do, right, with podcasting. You just do these things, man, to just remind yourself, hey, man, you're not a bad dude, man. You know, hurt, loss. her fucking loss. And, you know, it's one of those things that I know with women, when they deal with me, it's one of those things that they usually regret it. Meaning they're not upgrading with me. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm not trying to be arrogant or anything like that. But I just know what I offer is unique as a person. Just for the whole combo, the whole package. You know, person may give you better sex. They may be a better communicator, but they don't have the combination of everything. So if you want to move on, well, it's your loss. I don't know what to tell you. You know, I mean, I don't have money. That's about it. So if you get somebody exactly like me with money, okay, then you won. But I feel I'm one of one. There's no duplicating me. And that's something that it's, okay, so you want to move on? Great. Awesome. No problem. Good for you. But I know that you'll still be thinking about me. You'll still be wondering what ifs, what could have been. So I have that feeling knowing that. And, yeah, you can block me out as much as you want, but you can't say anything negative about me. You can't say that I wasn't good enough for you, that, you know, I didn't try, that I wasn't willing to more than meet you halfway with anybody I've been with. I think that's the case in point. I'm not perfect, but I know that overall the package, the good blows out the bad, especially if we're in the same wavelength. So with my buddy, you know, I wish he took on that mindset. I wish he looked in the mirror and said, man, you know, I'm an awesome dude. I don't need a girl to validate this for me. I don't need someone to, you know, someone that breaks your heart. Don't give them that power. Don't give them that ability. Miss them? Absolutely. Do you care for them? Do you love them? Absolutely. I mean, you shared some intimate experiences with them on all levels. Of course, that's going to happen. But I'm not going to fucking think that I'm going to, you know, not live life anymore. Life goes on. I go out, you know, keep partying on, keep living. And hopefully you kind of make the best of what life brings in front of you. You don't know what's going to bring, but you know that there are great experiences to be had, but you can't soak in that thing. You know, I tell this to my dad all the time when I would talk to him and he'd start reverting back to all the stuff that's happened in the past. And, you know, I told him, I just don't even think about it. And I was like, you know, if you tend to dwell in the past, you're going to live in it. Meaning that if you're going to be stuck in those good old days, and it's kind of like the high school reunions. You know, those guys are still thinking about back in the day. Oh, man, it's reminisce about the good old days. You know, I'm not that guy. I don't like reminiscing. It's, you know, I'm not saying I don't have my moments. Don't get me wrong. I have. But it's not something that I partaking all the time. I remember the days, guys. I remember. No, fuck out of here. I don't fucking care. You know, let's make new times, new memories, new experiences. That's what it's all about. Enjoying the present, which is today. And so when I think of guys like my buddy, man, they just kind of been put through the ringer emotionally and obviously financially and with allegations and things like that. It's you know, I understand it stings. But you hate to be cold-hearted about it, but you have to move on. You have to pick up the pieces. And the one thing that I trust now, ever since that first time, I just feel once I got through that first heartbreak, I can get through any of them, no matter how crazy it is. All right? That's just the way I feel internally. Like, I know through the pain, through the anguish that you feel, and through the anger, through all the shit that you feel, right, when through the process of a heartbreak, the one thing I keep falling back on is that time will heal all wounds. And the way I look at it, it's like a scar. You heal. You know, some fucking gashes are brutal. Takes a while, right? But they heal. It's not pretty. Not a pretty scar. But you heal. You move on. You function. And I know that that's probably easier said than done for other people. I mean, I know with women that I talk to, it's something that is very hard for them to do. It's like they get so fixated on an outcome. And it's like, I can't control. You can only control 50% of this outcome. The other 50, it's not your doing. What can you do? If the person doesn't want to be with you, they don't want to pull the trigger. I mean, you can't force them. You can't talk them into it. I don't want to be with somebody that I have to sell them the dream. This stuff sells itself. And if it's not good enough for you, then by all means, move on. Move on to your better plan. That's the way I feel anyway. And what can you do? You know, I'm free. I'm fucking free. That's the one advantage about it. I tell people, I'm not in a fucking rush at all. Because one thing you have to understand about living this lifestyle that I'm living as far as a single life is that you have freedom. You have peace of mind and tranquility. And if you're yearning for that, more than likely it's not going to happen within the context of a relationship. And that's why I take my time. That's why I try to avoid these heartbreaks. Even though they happen, you know, you kind of get cling on hope. You feel like at some point when you connect with someone, like, okay, this one could really be the one. And they're exuding the same interest. And poof, the bubble is popped. And you just have to, you know, wake the fuck up, right? And you got to realize that, hey, you are not in their plans. And you better just keep it moving. Because sitting there and sulking about it is not going to help you whatsoever. So I wish my buddy would understand that, because there's so many positives going on in his life. So many great things. And just because you're not with the person you wanted to be, it doesn't mean that life is not beautiful.
Every time I open up, it hurts. So I'm never going to get too close to you. Even when I mean the most to you. In case you go and leave me in the dirt.